Well, good Wednesday evening to all of you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you're rejoicing today in the Lord Jesus Christ, saved, saved, saved. What a wonderful thing. As we think these days about revive us again, oh, how we need new, fresh life from God in our individual Christian lives. How we need new, fresh life from God as we at First Baptist Church seek to do our ministry. We're praying and asking God these days for new, fresh life, revival. Revive us again. Well, in just a moment, we'll be looking in Psalm number 80, and we'll be talking about this wonderful psalm, a song of Asaph. And I hope you'll find your place there, and we'll be looking in just a moment. We had a wonderful time on Sunday. What a great blessed time it was to be able to see one another and to be together. I hope that you will sign up. I hope more of you will be encouraged as you feel comfortable to sign up for the worship services that are made available this week. Sign up and join us. Sign up and join us. And we'll continue to praise the Lord together and enjoy these days of reopening the church and being together once again in a limited way. Though one of our men has said, and it's so true, we're limiting the amount in the worship services, but worship is unlimited. We worship the Lord day and night, and we worship together. So sign up and be with us as you can. Well, on Sunday I spoke to you, and my appeal was very clear. Hosea chapter 14. After Hosea had done everything God had asked him to do, after Hosea had pleaded and begged with God's people to see his eternal love for them, even in their unfaithfulness, we heard those words in Hosea 14, chapter 14, verse number 1, when he says, "Return, O Israel, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, O First Baptist Church, return to the Lord your God." Return to the Lord your God. Well, tonight we look at Psalm number 80. And I want to read together the first three verses of Psalm 80. Because I think it helps us to understand this great psalm that God has for us here. Psalm 80, beginning in verse number 1. "Oh, give ear, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your power and come to save us. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved." Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night we have in your word. We thank you for the opportunity we have to study your word. May the Holy Spirit of God be our teacher, and may this day, as we end it together today, be a good day. And how we pray tonight, as Asaph has said, "O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved." In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, our focal truth for tonight from Psalm number 80, verse number 3, is very simple. It follows on this same line as we've begun to think about what it means to truly experience revival, restoring life from God. And all of us need it. You need revival in your life, and so do I. The focal truth is this: God's people must pray. God's people must pray, and I would add, together. God's people must pray together for God's renewed favor on them. God's people must pray for God's renewed favor on them. You know, there are lots of things we're praying about individually, but I have to ask you this question, church: what are we praying for collectively? What are we praying for as a body of believers at First Baptist Church? Well, that's what this psalm is all about. It is a It is a psalm. It is a cry of God's people collectively, united, in unison, asking God to restore them, renew them, and give them favor again. Now, what kind of things do we pray about as a church? I was thinking about this today. Well, we all obviously have our prayer guide that we're using. I hope you're participating in using the prayer guide. It's posted on the website. We pray for people who are sick, Watchman Prayer. We post things all the time. I hope you're signed up for that so that you can follow along with the prayer needs that are made from people from our church all the time. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who are struggling. We have prayer requests that go on within our Sunday school classes for one another, praying for them to be well, praying for them to have their needs met. But what do we as a group, all of us as a body of believers at First Baptist Church, what do we pray about? When was the last time our church prayed together, united together, for God to revive us again? I'm going to ask it again. When was the last time? I don't know of a time in almost the 10 years I've been here. I don't know of a time when we have all as a group united our hearts and committed to pray for revival. Well, this psalm is about learning to pray together. It is a cry. It is the cry of God's people for revival and to be restored to favor with God. You see, these days of returning to worship must be days of praying for our church to experience church-wide revival. We're not all together these days. I'm praying that as we go along and we expand and open our opportunity for worship, many more will come. But it's not just in the coming to the church house. It's what we do in our hearts. It's what I was trying to say on Sunday. There's a lot of people returning to a lot of things these days. But have you returned to God? Or have you turned away from God? So we're thinking these days about the importance of praying together as God's people for revival. Now, this is hard for me to do. I'm not with you. I'm not in front of you enough. I'm doing this by video with limited opportunities to be in person with some of you, but I appeal to you. Today, as we begin this study in Psalm 80, my request is going to be that every day moving forward, until the Lord releases us from it, we will all pray this one prayer along with the rest of our prayers. It's Psalm 80, verse 3. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. We must pray every day together in a united way for revival. We don't need to pray, well, Lord, revive Pastor Mike. Revive this person, or revive that person, or revive this little group. They look like they need it. No, all of us need it. Every last one of us. We need to be revived in these days of dreariness and dread and inconvenience and frustration. Well, I have several things I want you to see. First of all, there's two parts to Psalm 80, verse number 3. There is the corporate prayer for revival. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us. It's there in verse 3. The second part of this prayer goes something like this. It's later in the psalm, and it is the corporate promises of the revived. So there are two parts to this psalm. First, the prayer, the corporate prayer for revival of God's people. And then the second part is the corporate promises of those who have been revived. And we read that in these later verses in verse number 18. Then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, restore us, cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. In fact, let's look at this. Psalm 80, you have this recurring phrase multiple times. Verse 3, O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. Verse number 7, O God of hosts, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. Verse number 14, O God of hosts, turn again now, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see and take care of this vine. We have in verse 18, then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us and we will call upon your name. O God of hosts, restore us, cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. Do you get the indication here? First, there is the prayer, the corporate prayer that God's people were praying. Oh God, restore us. Restore us. Restore our relationship with you. Restore us to a strong walk with you. Restore us. Restore us. Restore something that's been lost. Restore us. Oh God, restore us. It's the corporate prayer for revival. And then it's this corporate promise that we will not turn back from you and we will call on you if you restore us. Now, I have several observations I want to make from these verses. First of all, I want you to notice this phrase, O God, restore us. It actually can be translated, O God, turn us. Restoring us is to turn us. It's to turn us. We need the help and power of God, my friend, to turn us back to God. Turn us. It means to bring us back or to refresh us or give us back life. It's a word of restoration. But I don't want to miss this idea of turning back. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about, as I mentioned to you in Hosea, about the importance of turning back to God from turning away from God or turning our backs on God. Now this further prayer is for revival. Restore us. Turn us. Turn us. We must have the power of God, my dear friends, to turn us. This is the corporate prayer of God's people. Turn us. Psalm 123, be gracious to us, O Lord. Be gracious to us. Be gracious to us and turn us. Turn us. You see, there's an awareness that must come in revival that I need to be restored to God. Do you have that sense in your life? Or are you living in spiritual pride and arrogance that everything in your life, you look around and judge others as to how their spiritual life needs to be improved, but you've not looked at your own heart, you've not looked at your own mind. Do you need to be restored to God tonight? So we pray together as a church, First Baptist Church. We must pray, turn us. The second observation we have here is that the psalm is a prayer, a corporate prayer for us to ask God to turn to us. Not just turn us to God, but turn to us, O God. Notice, cause, he says here, cause your face, turn your face. This is very important for us to understand. It is the idea, the appeal for God to turn to us, to turn toward us, to look at us, to look upon us and our condition. Numbers 6:26, the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. That was part of the great high priestly prayer of Aaron. Well, here it is. May the Lord look at us, turn to us, Lord, turn to us. Turn to us at First Baptist Church in Dixon. Turn to us, Psalm 4:6, lift up the light of your countenance. It's the idea of your face. Lift up your countenance. It is a picture of his face. Though the face of God is seen only in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. I want to say that in just a moment to you. The beautiful thing here is that the face of God is his attention, his focus on us. It is a call for God to focus on us. Oh, how we must, as we recognize the awesomeness of God, we're asking God by prayer to look through us all. Look through the ranks of First Baptist Church. Look through us. Look at us. Turn to us. Cause your face. to turn to us. Psalm 16:11, in your presence is fullness of joy. You see, this idea is to turn back to us and give us your attention. God's face toward us has to do with His favor. It has to do with His attention and His care. Lord, pay attention to us. Lord, care for us. Lord, be present with us. Now, it's not that the Lord is not, but you see, when we've gone away from God, when our relationship with Him is not what it ought to be, we pray for Him to, first of all, turn us, and then we ask God to turn to us. Lord, pay attention to us. Look through us and make sure that we're genuine and real. The third observation is this, that God must shine on us. This is important. Oh God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us. Turn us, turn to us, shine on us. Shine on us. This idea is a picture of God's favor. It literally reads, become light to us. Become light to us. Oh, how dark it is when we walk away from God, isn't it? Even as a believer, we live in sadness and despair. Oh, the sadness. Oh, the darkness of going back into sin, to turning away from God. When we call for revival, we call, oh God, turn us back to you. Turn yourself to us and give attention to us and shine upon us. Show us your grace. Listen to these great words from 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. When you and I became Christians, the light of God came into our life through the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who is the face of God, the Lord Jesus, is the one who was seen by men. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The glory of God is seen in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how we need the Lord to look at us with those eyes that look through us to see what's in us. Is there purity of heart? Is there genuineness? Is there hypocrisy? Is there cynicism? Is there hate among us? Oh, Lord, turn us. Oh, Lord, turn to us. Oh, Lord, shine on us. And then you have this interesting phrase in verse 14. Oh, God of hosts, turn again now. Turn again now. Turn to us again. Four observations. Turn us back to you. Turn to us again. Turn to us again. Turn to us again. What does that have in it, my friends? It is the call of a people. God, you're so patient with us. Turn to us again. We've turned away again. Turn to us again. You know, we many times go back and we look at things in the past in church and we say, now that's where God was working. But where is God working today, my friend? Do you believe God's working today at First Baptist Church? What is it that the Lord wants to do today? We need to ask the Lord, oh Lord, in your patience and mercy, turn to us again. We've sinned against one another. We've sinned against you. We've not walked in relationships with one another as we should. We've not put first things first and gone and shared the gospel with our own community. We've just satisfied ourselves being there at the church building. Oh Lord, we've done all these things. Now we need to turn to us again. This is a prayer of asking God in His patience. How many times has God had to revive us and forgive us and strengthen us and empower us? Well, the answer is over and over and over. You see, we're a needy people. The life runs out of us. We must continue to ask God for life. This idea of asking God to renew us is an ongoing, just like repentance is an ongoing thing, asking God to renew us and revive us is an ongoing thing. You must be renewed by day by day. You must walk with God and you must ask God for His power every day. Psalm 67:1 says, "Great God, be gracious to us and bless us and cause your face to shine on us." Again, this idea of the graciousness of God. Well, we have these corporate promises that come from the revived. In verse number 7, we read, O God of hosts, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. We're only going to be saved as a church and do the things God wants us to do. Save from our selfishness, save from the ways that we should live. Save. We're only going to be saved from the things that hinder us, from the evil one's attacks, from our own wickedness and from the world, if we turn to God and God is gracious to us. In verse 18, we'll not turn back. We'll not turn back into sin and walk away from God if God turns to us and restores us. That's what some of us need to pray tonight. Lord, I'm about to go back to the world. I'm about to give up. I'm about to go into despair. I won't turn back if you turn to me. If you cause your face to shine upon me in grace and you show mercy to me, if you pay attention to me, and if you help me and save me, I won't turn back. And I will come to life. Look at this. Oh, verse 18, then we will not turn back. Revive us and we will call upon you. The only way I have the power to pray is by God's power of giving me new life. You see, eternal life is mine in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I need renewing life to live it out in this world of sadness and sorrow and despair. Why? These days we're frustrated by the news because it seems like the days of this ending keep being extended. Oh, what is God teaching us? Are you becoming a person of despair because you're listening to the wrong news? The good news is Jesus Christ saves. The good news is God will restore you every day. The good news is regardless of what's happening in the world, you have a relationship with God and you can live in vitality and strength. Oh, how we must pray. Oh, God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us and we will be saved. Well, there are some things I want you to remember from these verses tonight. Just a couple of things. And this is important for me to say. I'm not saying that God leaves us, because once we're saved, the Holy Spirit of God dwells in us. But I will tell you this. Sometimes God hides His face from His children when they have turned away from Him. That's why this prayer is being made. There seems not to be any power from God, any closeness to God. These people have turned away from God and that God is distant from them. Do you feel that in your life today? Do you feel a distance between you and the Lord? Well, it's because we've turned away. We must turn back. Sometimes God hides His face from His children when they turn away from Him. Psalm 13:1, how long will you hide your face from me? Well, the answer is, as long as I stay away from God. James chapter 4, verse 6, God resists the proud, hides His face. God withdraws Himself somewhat in relationship to the believer who's in sin. Ephesians 4, 30, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. There is a grieving in the Spirit of God when we sin, when we continue to criticize people, when we continue as Christians to live in unforgiveness toward one another, and we won't resolve conflicts that some have had in our church for years. When will you stop grieving the Holy Spirit by that kind of lifestyle? When will we yield and say, only the Lord is in charge? He's the one who controls everything in our church. He is the one who gives us direction. When will we say, Lord, we've busied ourselves at the church with so many things that didn't matter. Please forgive us and help us focus again on the Great Commission. You see, God sometimes hides His face from His children when they turn away from Him. A second thing I want you to remember tonight is this, that everything we do, every act, every thought, everything we do, this is very important now, we do to the face of God. Everything we do to the face of God. You know what's interesting to ask sometimes? How do you behave yourself when it's just you alone with God? Is your behavior different when it's just you alone with God? Do you forget that God is present? You see, the way we behave privately, alone, What we think about, what we do, what we engage in tells a lot about whether or not we understand that we are in the very presence of God. God, we're asking the Lord to give attention to us. The eyes are flaming like fire. They look through us. What does Hebrews tell us? The Word of God judges and discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We're asking God to look at us, to pay attention to us. But you see, everything I do, everything I say, everything I think, I do to the face of God. Also, God's face is against those who do evil. That's what 1 Peter 3:12 says. God's face is against those who do evil. God renews, however, those who will turn to Him. Turn us, Psalm 80. Turn to us, shine on us, turn again to us. This is the prayer of the church, seeking to be restored and renewed. You see, God's renewal and life comes to those who turn to Him and who ask Him. So I'm going to say to you again, remember, the most important thing for us today is this: whether we're turned toward God or turned away from God, and you can see it in the way you and I live. Well, daily use. What do I have for you today? Well, just a couple of things. Number one, as the church, we must ask, as First Baptist Church, we must ask God to restore and revive us. I believe it's the most important prayer we can pray together today, these days. And I'm going to repeatedly say this to you over a series of weeks. I'm going to call you on Sundays and on Wednesdays. Oh, may we pray for God to revive us and to restore us. And I'm going to ask you to do something. I hope you'll do it. I'm going to count on you to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask you to do it with me. I'm going to ask you to pray every morning. I'm going to ask you to pray every morning that God will restore and revive First Baptist Church Dixon. I'm going to pray every morning, and I'm going to ask all of my friends at First Baptist Church to pray that God will restore and revive First Baptist Church. Spread the news to your Sunday school classes. Not everybody's watching me tonight. You can't. Spread the news. Spread the word. I'm calling on our church as your pastor for the next season of time to call upon the Lord to restore and renew First Baptist Church. Will God's people pray? Will we pray or will we not pray? As a church, we must remove the proud things that keep God from blessing us. Time to remove those things. Time to get them out of my life, out of your life. Those proud things that cause God to resist us. Remove the proud things, First Baptist Church. Remove the proud things. Remove the proud things of your past that you hold on to. Remove the proud things. And as a church, we must confess that we have grieved the Holy Spirit, and we must pray this prayer. And with this, I close tonight. Psalm 80, verse 3. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. O God, restore us. Restore First Baptist Church. O God, as we come back together, as we return to worship together, restore us. Oh, restore us. Oh, Lord, turn to us. Turn to us and give attention to us and look what's in us. And Lord, turn us, turn toward us and shine upon us with your light and grace and favor. And do it again. We need you to do it again. We pray tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer need or a burden, please call us. Please email us. In these limited days of contact, we still want to hear from you. We still want to talk to you. We still want to do those things that you want us to do to help you, to know how to pray for you. And I'm praying that God will begin to stir deeply at the heart and minds of all of our people, wherever they are during these days of this pandemic, in these days of inconvenience and dread and fear. I'm praying that God will give us revival at First Baptist Church. And may the Lord bless you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday. Sign up. If you're ready, come on back. join us. We'd love to see you on Sunday at worship. May the Lord bless you.